First, a court ordered the unsealing of documents in the ongoing John Doe investigation. In some of the documents released today, it appears that prosecutors were investigating the governor's role in what they say is illegal campaign coordination. WPR reporter Chuck Kornbach is covering the story, and he joins us now from our Milwaukee studio. Chuck, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon.
Well, what is new in these documents that were unsealed today?
Well, these documents came out as a federal appeals judge in Chicago is reviewing the federal case as to whether the John Doe 2 case should be halted. And the judge, Easterbrook, agreed to release about 250 pages of documents today, emails and other items, that really hammer home what many Democrats have alleged, that Governor Walker was seen as the alleged centerpiece of the coordination effort, the fundraising effort between conservative groups and his campaign in the 2012 recall elections, also involving the state Senate recall elections in 2012 and 2011, I believe.
And that's the new bit. We had understood all along that it seemed like this investigation was looking at Governor Walker's campaign and those outside groups you mentioned, but it wasn't clear if Governor Walker himself was under investigation by the prosecutors. Am I right on that?
Technically, yes, although, as I say, sort of people have been following this sort of say, well, the governor was the head of his campaign, was he not? He must have known something about it. And again, these are allegations that he did know and did coordinate. And there's emails, including one to Karl Rove, that adds some more fuel to the speculation.
What did he say in that email? That's one that's been that people have been pulling out of this this story so far.
Right. He wrote in Governor Walker wrote in May 2011 to Karl Rove, the former Bush aide and still GOP strategist, briefly quoting, it says, bottom line, Walker says, RJ, that's RJ Johnson, Wisconsin Club for Growth, helps keep in place a team that is wildly successful in Wisconsin. We're running 9 recall elections, and it'll be like 9 congressional markets in every market in the state and Twin Cities. So the appearance is Walker contacting Karl Rove to talk about what's been going on as far as fundraising and coordination, and maybe it was a pitch for more funds from outside groups. Maybe it was just saying, listen, we got it. So that's the allegation.
And the illegal bit there is that under state law, I believe it is, you can correct me if I'm wrong there, if I'm a candidate, I cannot directly coordinate spending, advertising, any activities with outside groups.
Well, that's the central issue, put it that way. The federal courts have been starting to gray things up a little, if you will, and make it a little muddy as to what is legal and what's illegal in that sort of coordination. But the prosecution got started, or the investigation got started, with the belief that that sort of coordination was not legal under Wisconsin law.
There was some drama leading up to the unveiling of these documents, some kind of challenge to the unsealing of the documents today. What was the story there, do you know?
Well, I think there were groups, the interests that wanted to keep things behind closed doors or behind in a file drawer or I guess in a computer somewhere locked away. But again, the appeals court judge said, let's let these out and let's see what's let the public see what's in them. Governor Walker was in Milwaukee this afternoon at a event of a water summit and talked to reporters afterwards. He said, listen, federal judge Randa in Milwaukee has halted the investigation. Earlier, the state judge helping oversee John Doe 2 limited who could be quizzed and some of the information. And Walker saying, listen, neither of these judges I had any hand in appointing or anything. They have said that the case has not been made against me. So he was never asked, Governor, did you break the law? But he never said that he broke the law either. He just said that he didn't break the law. He just said, listen, the judges have said this hasn't risen to a prosecutable crime against me.
I'm guessing this was maybe of more interest to reporters gathered there than the water summit itself?
Well, that and the job – well, but we were also interested in the jobs report, which is making news today about Wisconsin gaining jobs, but still ranking last in the Midwest, or at least relatively low in the Midwest. So the governor had to answer questions about that as well.
Now, you mentioned that the John Doe investigation is currently on hold after Judge Randa's ruling. Where does that stand now? It's in Judge Easterbrook's hands, is that right?
Well, it's at the appellate level in Chicago, and, you know, it's hard to – the prosecutors, I think, have suggested to let them sort of finish the job. State Democrats have also – are today calling for the case to be unlocked, if you will, and let the – Let it play its course. It's just risen to the level of national news, of course, NPR, and as far as media and AP and so on. And the Democratic National Committee is saying it's time for the governor to come clean with the people of Wisconsin and face the consequences.
One big change here today, the whole concept of the John Doe investigation is a certain level of secrecy and behind closed doors. Now a lot of the investigation so far is out in the open. Does that change how people are talking about it, how it would proceed if it got back on the rails?
Well, you know, put it this way, the governor was asked today, here you are in a 2014 reelection campaign against presumed Democratic candidate Mary Burke, what do you say to voters? How are they supposed to look at this? And the governor was saying, look, they should look at what has no one's been charged, that the what I'm trying to do is create jobs in the state and go from there. So, but it does make things, it would seem, more difficult for the governor as he continues to campaign, although polls have said voters have not placed a lot of importance on the John Doe lately. Maybe this will change that in their minds.
And this, at least based on the response I've seen so far on Twitter and in email press releases, reaction to this seems to be split down partisan lines. You mentioned state and national Democrats putting out press releases saying this is a sign of wrongdoing for the governor. And a lot of response saying, well, this is allegations, as you mentioned, but also politically motivated from the prosecutors. This isn't going to be settled as a partisan dispute anytime soon, is it?
Well, although in the Democrats, though, do point out that the special prosecutor, Francis Schmitz, is a Republican, and he's the one that wrote the in the documents, the scope of the criminal scheme under investigation is expansive. So Democrats are saying it's not just a partisan witch hunt or a fishing trip or whatever, but that there's a bipartisan look at what the governor is alleged to have done.
Looking ahead, any sense on when that appellate court that determines the future of this John Doe 2 investigation, any sense when they might come out with a decision?
I don't think it's real clear, but they're, about 4.5 months before the election. I would assume some more would come out between now and November 4th.
We'll leave it there for now. Chuck, thanks for joining us.
Yep.
That was WPR reporter Chuck Quirnbach.